This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
The Melbourne Queer Film Festival is in full swing at the moment. The festival is set to end on Monday with plenty of great films this weekend, including one from my next guest. This is only one of two Australian features in the festival this year, and it's set to make its worldwide premiere this Sunday. Joining me on the show is director, producer and writer of Monster Pies, Lee Gillier. Welcome to Joy.
Thank you.
Now, this is your second feature, is that right?
Yes.
And Monster Pies is the one of only two Aussie films in the festival this year. Tell us about the beginning of Monster Pies.
We started writing about 3 years ago, and we started searching for actors in the second year, and we shot at the end of the second year and shot for 2 months over 21 days. And yeah, I've just been editing most of last year and sound mixing and color grading and working with all the different people trying to get the film ready and working with the composer. And yeah, now it's ready for Melbourne Queer Film Festival.
So you wrote, produced and directed the film, which is no small feat on your part. Now, securing the funds for this project, what were the major obstacles along the way?
Well, we did some fundraisers, and that's always a challenge because you're going to try and get people to your event, and we do like live bands and stuff like that. And then just convincing people to invest money into the film, and or to convince people not to charge us an arm and a leg for their services. So yeah, but we got there in the end.
Now, one of, I guess, the majors for me when I saw this film in the program was, one, it was local, and two, I could relate to the storyline because everyone can relate to what the story is about. So tell us about what the film is about and what we can expect.
In a nutshell, I guess it's two boys who meet in English class in high school and discover feelings for each other while they're trying to make a short film project. And it's really about young love and the experiences you go through when you're going through all that. So yeah.
We've all gone through young love. And the two leads in the film, Lucas Linehan, and Tristan Barr.
Yeah.
So how did you decide on those two? Did they audition? Did you have a casting call? What happened?
Yeah, we would always audition people a couple of times and do like a little bit of a test screen and even act out one of the scenes and just get them working with another actor and just seeing how they look on film. And then I'd always take it away to other people and show them. And yeah, and so it was all through Star Now, which is an online actors website where you can look and find some young up and coming talent.
Now, being an independent movie, was it your aim to sort of have a name attached to the project to get bums on seats?
We got Jeremy Kewley, who's kind of a reasonably well-known actor, and he's been on Stingers, and he's been on Underbelly and all this stuff. And he approached me when someone sent him the script and said, you should read this. And he was really interested, and we actually wrote him into the film, and it worked out really well. Like, he really brings, a bit of a different element to the film, just seeing when people watch and they say recognizable face, it just, helps and stuff. And then we had Scott Brennan come, and he did like a cameo in the film and kind of a funny moment in the film. So yeah, we had a little couple of names though.
Now, the crew, let's talk about the crew, because the crew do an amazing job, and securing people to help out with the film is always a bit of a tough ask. So was it a case of asking friends and family for the support?
Yeah, there were like a half-half. So there were some people I just found through people and just hired, and then there was some of my friends that I've worked with in the past and brought back to this film, and like my parents did the catering and things like that, just as you do. So it was it's all a bit of an effort. Basically anyone in my life, a friend or a family member, if they're working on my film, even if they don't realise they are.
You're doing it.
You're just, you know, they're doing something on there.
You're on at Joy 94.9 with Leo on the Friday Morning Show. My special guest this morning is Lee Galea. He is the writer, director and producer, one of two Australian films in this year's Melbourne Queer Film Festival. The film was called Monster Pies. It is out, playing this Sunday at 3 o'clock at Acme. Now, Lee, it's set to premiere this Sunday. The cast and crew are also going to be in attendance as well.
Yep.
Peter Jackson is a filmmaker from New Zealand, and he is notorious for doing last-minute changes before anyone sees a film. Yep. Any last-minute changes for this film that you've made?
Oh, definitely. Like, we've already had a cast and crew screening and slash test screening, and the first 20 minutes got completely restructured since then, and I keep throwing in little surprises so that people who think they've already seen the film will be like, oh, I haven't seen that before. And yeah, even last night I've just started to rework something for a later edition of the film, but yeah, I have to make some amendments.
Now, I guess you're taking this film to the overseas festival market. There's queer film festivals happening all over the world. Next in May, there's actually festivals happening in Auckland, in Wellington, in London, all over Europe as well. What's the criteria in, I guess, taking your films to these festivals? What do they look for?
I have no idea what they look for, but you just, I guess you have to have a really good movie because you're competing with a lot of international filmmakers. But we got into a festival in Torino in Italy for next month, so that's our first international, it's a European premiere, I guess, if you want to call it that.
Are you going over for that?
I toyed with the idea, but it's, I really don't have the money, so yeah, I'm just going to let it go.
Costing is a big thing with filmmakers. Yeah. And of course, a DVD and maybe a digital release in the future. Any behind the scenes footage that you think will make a good extra on the DVD?
Well, we do have, since my cast and crew screening, I did delete a couple of scenes, so I'm going to use them on the DVD. But we have about 10 deleted scenes from this film. So yeah, I do want to be able to share some of them.
Because when you watch a film and then get it on DVD or on digital release, I love going through like the behind the scenes footage and the making of the film and the deleted scenes, because it gives you another element to the film as well.
Yeah.
And you get to see people in their natural light, and you know, it's just really good for filmmakers as well to sort of have that on there. And what's next for you, Lee? Are you going to be doing more features or any projects?
Yeah, I've got a couple of features that I'm working on, but I was going to direct a horror film, but I've decided to just maybe hire a director instead and just produce it and pass it on to someone and just give someone an opportunity to make their first feature. So,
fantastic. Yeah. We can't wait to see Monster Pies this Sunday at Acme as part of the Melbourne Queer Film Festival. It is only one of two local films. And since we scheduled this interview, it's actually sold out.
Yes.
So if you want to get standby tickets, get along early on Sunday afternoon.
But
and
we'll,
there's also more screenings, isn't there?
Yeah, I'm releasing it at Acme on April 9th and 18th. So just for all the people that didn't get an opportunity to see it this Sunday.
Okay, so if you can't get along with Sunday, April 9th and 18th at Acme, you can also see Monster Pies. Thank you so much, Lee, for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Leo.
No worries. And best of luck for Monster Pies, and hopefully it's going to kick ass overseas.
Yes, hopefully.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.